Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes for Monday, the 6th of January. Starting off with Cyan Connode, which had a good move towards the end of December, basically an island reversal, a bear trap island reversal, accompanied by bullish divergence as well. So pretty good on the technical front. Currently, we're in a sort of consolidation there, just above the breakout resistance line there from September at 2.8 pence. While we're above that, looking for a target towards 4.6 pence, which is the area of the 200-day moving average, of black line, and also post-October resistance for the shares as well. Moving along to another stock, which is very much in focus today, a very good setup, good-looking setup, rather, coming in the form of Conroy Gold. Here you can see that stock breaking out nicely from a triangle formation at 6.5 pence, while we hold above 6.5 pence, looking for the top of a rising trend channel from March last year, heading as high as 15 pence. Ideally, we get a decent end-of-day close or a weekly close above that old October resistance at 7.75 to help us on our way and also inspire a degree of confidence. Eco Atlantic is next, and here, after a few fits and starts, you can see that the shares have finally broken out of their triangle. We had that final bear trap towards 40 pence in early December, but the situation now is that while we're above the top of the triangle at 55 pence, looking for at least the 50-day moving average at 74 pence, that's the line shown there in blue. Ideally, before the end of the week is out, we will get an end-of-day close above 64.75, which was the last November resistance, and also makes for neckline resistance on the stock. But at least above 55, still looking like a recovery situation of sorts. On to KEFI Minerals, which had a go at breaking out of this triangle from the beginning of November at 1.6 pence. End-of-day close today, after a gap, would be very encouraging for the bulls and suggest that at least we're going to retest the November resistance around the 2.2 pence level, and obviously hoping for rather more than that, given the way that the shares have actually gapped higher today. But 2.2 pence, clearly the post-June resistance and the main level for this stock to break. Looking bullish, I suppose, still whilst we're above the bottom of the gap today at 1.38 pence, which was the last session high. On to another private investor perennial coming in the form of Orosur Mining. Decent, very strong gap today through both the 50 and 200-day moving averages, 3.09, 3.45 pence respectively. While we hold above the 200-day line, looking for perhaps at least a retest of late September resistance towards the 5 pence level, and as a best case scenario, up to 7 or 7.5 pence, which was obviously the spike that we saw back in the latter part of the summer. You see there a line of resistance, I suppose 5 to 5.5 pence would be the initial target for the shares while we're above the 200-day line. Bit of chat on Twitter about President Energy today, and looking at a I suppose it's a falling wedge breakout there for the shares. Hopefully the stock will remain above the top of that wedge formation. That's currently running around the 3.3 pence area, 3.4 pence area to be precise. And as long as we have an end of day close above that, looking for a retest of November resistance at 4.5 pence. If you're cautious on the stock, rather, maybe wait for an end of day close back above the 50-day line at 3.69 pence. A bit of a flurry as well in Velocis at the moment. Nice breakout there. We've actually broken out above the October peak at 2.13 pence. And while we hold above that, looking for a best-case scenario target at the top of a rising trend channel from July, heading up to 4.5 pence. Be nice to see an end-of-day close above the 200-day line, either today at a stretch or perhaps tomorrow. That's at 2.82 pence, just to confirm a trend change for the shares, which have been in an extended bear market. Finishing off with Webis, and here you can see that shares have broken quite strongly out of this very tight triangle that we had there, 1.2 to 1.4 pence, also capped by the 200-day moving average at 1.4 pence as well, the black line there. And while we hold above that, looking for decent gains. Best case scenario here is a move towards the top of a rising March trend channel as high as 2¾ pence over the next few weeks, especially while we remain above the 1.4 pence level. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.